Right now, it's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Each month, Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane or Content Director Mike Arnold stop by Central Time or The Morning Show to talk about the latest on WPR programming and operations. This time, Mike Crane is with us. It's been a busy month here at WPR, a lot going on, and we want to know what you have to say about Wisconsin Public Radio or ask at 800-642-1234. Anything you'd like to hear more or less of, any particular program or type of program you want WPR to carry, what questions do you have about the programs and what we do here? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike Crane, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here.
Well, we just wrapped up our pledge drive on Saturday and it went pretty well.
It really did. We got extremely close to the dollar goal. And you know how, like, pledge drives, they tend to have a little trickle in after the pledge drive because some people took the reminder and they wrote down the phone number or the web address, but they didn't quite yet get to making the pledge. And so we're really thrilled with those results. There was some nervousness back on Thursday because we pretty much suspended the pledge drive in order to bring the hearing. And you know, we all knew that was the right thing to do. And really, we're right there. So people were voting assurance for us as the people inside the radio and for the appropriateness of our bringing the most important news of our day, day in and day out.
And what talk a little bit about that. We don't always cut away for live news events, but sometimes we do. What's the bar for doing that?
It's usually going to be pretty high because a lot of live news events actually, they're such a slow unrolling of the news, like a lot of press conferences. Sometimes we do break for a press conference when there's something really big, but a lot of times it just sort of, the news is rolling out and you could report it just as well on the newscast or something like that. But when it's big enough, and that could be something like last week, or it could be serious weather condition changes that would cause us, as we say, to break format. And, you know, we've got just a great crew of people at the Ideas Network and our news team and online as well, all thinking about those things on an ongoing basis.
Another piece of news, Carrie Kaufman had her last day as morning show host on September 19th. John Munson, a familiar name and voice around here, is filling over since then. So what's going on?
So, you know, normally we wouldn't speak much at all about personnel issues, but I did want to share what Carrie said to us, and it's also online at the show page, and that is that she realized that her priorities were not here in Wisconsin, but being with her mother as her health fails. So she says, "I thank all the people here who welcomed me into their homes and hearts. I hope to meet you on the radio in the future." And she ends with, "Go Packers." And we might add today, and I'd say, go Brewers.
The Brewers,
right?
Yes. They are the first place team now. I hope I'm not spoiling anybody's DVR plans. They did win against the Cubs today.
Yep. And so that's the story there. And so John's going to be filling in for a while. It might be someone else as we figure out a permanent solution to that, but the morning show will continue and lots of the same topics and everything that you might come to expect.
So John Munson indefinitely for now while we figure out, I'm not helping you
right.
Figure it out, but while WPR figures out what's going on.
Yes,
there.
that's exactly right. So at least for the next couple of weeks, you know, it gives us a chance to kind of look at where we are and consider next steps.
All right. And before we get to calls, election year, Mike, a lot of stuff going on here at Wisconsin Public Radio and our friends on the other side of the building at Wisconsin Public Television. Can you talk about some of the things we have to look forward to when it comes to election preview?
Sure. In addition to the night of and the next morning, we'll have lots of coverage then, including live coverage on election night. And coming up are a couple of specials. The Senate candidate special will be coming up on October 12th at 7 p.m., and that'll be on the Ideas Network and WPT. Then we're going to have a live state attorney general debate. That'll be from right here, and that's 7:30 p.m. on October 12th. And then our gubernatorial candidate special, and all of these will include candidate profiles and reporter analysis. That'll be October 26th at 6:30 on the NPR News and Classical Network and 7:30 to 8 on the Ideas Network and on WPT.
So a lot going on, and we'll, of course, be inviting candidates to join us here and on the morning show. So, yeah, you'll get lots of information for your public broadcasting in the handful of weeks to come.
Yeah, and there's more, but I would just say we'll have it listed online and in our e-newsletters, and listen for the promos that you'll hear on the radio.
Let's bring in our callers now at 800-642-1234. We have Carol with us in Kenosha. Carol, hi.
Hi. I was surprised last week during Pledge Drive to hear Joe and Terry Graydon on with Larry Miller, because in Kenosha, we have not gotten the People's Pharmacy for several months. On Saturday morning, we get a repeat of Larry Miller. So who can I contact to say we want the People's Pharmacy back?
So, Carol, thanks for the call. We did do some changes on the overall Ideas Network schedule, and so it's possible in some cases when that happens that it's just at a different time. And just sitting here now, I don't recollect exactly what happened there. But one of the many kind of, to me, interesting details, but sometimes challenging for listeners, details of WPR is we are sort of a collection of stations, and our affiliates in Kenosha, WGTD, they have a different kind of a schedule. And if, on the other hand, you're listening to WHAD out of Delafield, Milwaukee, then People's Pharmacy is still on, but it's on earlier, I think, than it was. And we'll look that up and make sure I give you the exact times before the end of the half hour here. But that's the basic idea. And you're talking to the right people.
Sure.
It's good to know that you're concerned about that, and we'll try to get that information to you.
And if you encounter questions like that about the programming, you can call our audience services line. Check me on this, Mike. 800-747-7444.
You got it.
I should have this memorized by now.
Or listener at WPR.org.
Yep, that's the email you can send those questions to. Carol, thanks a lot. We'll go next to Andrea in Minocqua. Andrea, hi.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
What did you want to bring up, Andrea?
Well, I think there's a very important need for people, listening audience of WPR and everybody else who can vote. And that need is to know exactly what the goals, the platform, I guess it's called the platform, the goals and the values of the Democratic Party are, and what are the goals and the values and things that are important to the Republican Party. Nobody ever talks about that. All we ever hear, we voters hear, are angry snarks at opposing candidates. And what we need to know is exactly what do the parties stand for, what are their goals. I think that's very vital information that's missing in today's.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Andrea. We're certainly working hard to do that through sort of the process of discovery in any of our call-in shows, and we're also in those specials that I mentioned compiling some of that. But it is challenging. I was actually a show here I was listening to earlier talking about how sometimes what gets covered is more of the horse race rather than the underlying policy kinds of things that we want to make sure people know about. And you end up as a citizen doing a lot of your own research. We try to do some of that for you in the form of our talk shows and specials, and maybe there's more we could do. So thanks for the call.
Andrea, thanks. And the idea that we'll focus on the candidates, of course, and talk to them, but looking at party platforms might be another interesting way to tackle this from the talk show perspective. You can join in at 800. I just said the audience service number and it drove out our call. I know it. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 on Mondays with Mike, talking to Mike Crane, WPR director. Let's take a look at what else we got going on. Oh, we've got this America on the Ballot thing, Mike, going on in the evenings now. A special show, a rotating cast of guests. Tell us a little bit about
America
that.
On the Line, you mean, yes.
America on the Line, yes.
Yeah, and so this is, and actually some people have contacted me and said, where's As It Happens? And it's actually—
It'll come back.
It'll come back, but it's on where As It Happens normally would be. And it's coming every Monday through Thursday, and that's through November 6th. And we'll hear from Charlie Sykes, who some people know here in Wisconsin very well, and Jamil Smith, who's an LA-based journalist, Joan Walsh, and Maria Hinojosa from NPR's Latino USA, Brian Lehrer from WNYC, and more. And they're all kind of rotating hosts. And America on the Line is kind of a pun, right? Because the future is on the line in that metaphorical sense, and it's a call-in talk show. And so we encourage you to put the radio back on if you've turned it off after Central Time, or just stick around for America on the Line.
And that's, again, on the Ideas Network Live Monday through Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., as you say, currently replacing As It Happens. As It Happens comes back after the elections. By the way, People's Pharmacy, if you're looking on that for its new spot, 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings, though WGTD in Kenosha, as we heard, might be a different story.
Normally WGTD carries the news and classical network schedule, so that's why I'm suggesting looking at WHAD. And it's interesting, when we moved it to 7 o'clock, some people were quite upset with this, and I remember one email saying, no one is awake then. But that's actually the time when it's on its home station at WUNC, and they have great responses there. And so we think it'll do well, but if we need to change again, we could do that.
This is the October edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is here to talk about Wisconsin Public Radio programming and operations. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a topic or kind of show you want Wisconsin Public Radio to carry? Is there a question that's been nagging at you about what we do here at WPR that you want an answer for? What questions do you have about what we do, why we do it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. Right now, it's the October edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is here to take your questions and comments about Wisconsin Public Radio, our programming, and our operations. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to hear more of? What do you want to hear less of? Do you have a question about what's going on here on the air or behind the scenes? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Go back to our callers. Ty is with us in the Madison area. Ty, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Well, I've lived in Minnesota for a long period of time, and I just moved to Wisconsin a year ago, and I listen to NPR and WPR since I'm here, and I also still listen to Minnesota NPR on through the app. I wish that the programming here was a little bit more robust. I find some of the topics are a little disengaging. I feel as if when I'm listening to NPR, I kind of know what's going on in the community and in politics. I don't feel that way always listening to the programming here. And it tends to get a little softer as it moves towards the noon hour. And it seems like there's a lot of tapping into the national NPR, which I get. They do the same thing in Minnesota. But I wish there was a little bit more robust programming.
Ty, thanks a lot for the call. Mike?
Sure. It sounds, Ty, as if what you mean by robust is probably a little more serious topics, that sort of thing. And you're certainly right that as we head past On Point to the Larry Miller Show, it's more kind of the lifestyle section of WPR, if you will, and has been as long as anyone can remember, even before Larry was on, and that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. The basic idea of the Ideas Network has been going back to many people who used to listen a long time ago, remember, we'd say, talk about issues that matter to you. And we still do that. We may not use that slogan anymore, but the idea has been that any topic might be fair game. So I take the comment to heart. I think probably the morning show and Central Time take on more serious topics than Larry typically takes on. So I'll stop there.
All right. Yeah, and we try to have a mix too. But thanks, Ty, and welcome to Wisconsin.
Friday.
I'm not sure how recently you moved here, but welcome. Back to your calls now. Gary is with us in Ripon. Gary, hi.
Hello. I really like the show called On the Media. I guess you dropped that. I'm wondering why you dropped that.
We dropped it for the same reason as a bunch of the program changes that we made at that time, which is really trying to see if a different mix would draw in a stronger audience. Tell me a little more about what you liked about On the Media.
Well, because it really explored what media did and why some media does what it does, and gave you kind of the inside background scoop on things.
Yeah. So Gary, have you found yourself looking for the podcast, or is that just really not a solution for you, or what's your thinking there?
Well, I haven't looked on podcasts, no.
Yeah. And I know that's not always a satisfactory answer for listeners. Thanks so much for the comment, Gary. Sometimes it is. A lot of us here feel as if we're living in a golden age of audio. There's just so many choices. And it is hard to figure out what to keep on the radio and what to change. And the gang does their best. But it's funny, you know, every podcasts seem new to a lot of us. But I was one of those guys, and maybe some of our listeners were, where I had a cassette player that I could record the radio on, and I would record shows and listen to them later. And it's kind of nice that it just happens and it's in our smartphone now. And so I would encourage anyone, not just Gary, that if there's something you think you'd like to find that isn't on WPR, and there's a lot of that, pretty much every smartphone comes with some kind of a podcast app. And you can also find, if you're doing that, there's a WPR app that lets you listen to our shows on kind of a whenever you'd like to basis. So a lot of good options there.
Well, it's hard. There's kind of a good thing about programming networks now, and that's that there's so many shows out there, good shows. Like, I don't think anybody thought, oh, On the Media isn't a good show or a quality show.
Right.
It is. But there's so much out there, and anything you remove is going to have fans, but hopefully we're bringing in something that a lot of people like and is also high quality.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks a lot for the call, Gary. We heard from Julie in Superior. Julie says she's a supporter of WPR and enjoys John Munson, getting back to the morning show. She says she hopes when WPR thinks of future programming, they think about people of all ages, not just the young, new audience. Julie, thanks for sharing that comment. Any thoughts, Mike?
Yes, you know, we're always going to be, and people would encourage us also to think about young audiences, and we try to balance both. Actually, just today, we were looking at some of the Nielsen audience statistics for the Ideas Network, and during the midday, the average audience, so there's people above and below for sure, but the average audience is in their 60s, and during this time of day, it's in the 50s, so we're serving a lot of older people, and there's the whole range, right up to people in their 90s, and actually young people too, for those that might be interested in that. A lot of millennials are listening using their radio, even though the only radio they might have came with the car. So we have a lot of listening that way, too. It's a hard balance, always.
And Julie, thanks. Glad you like John. We like John Munson, too. He retired. As they say, he tried to get out, but we keep pulling him back in, as they said in The Godfather. Let's go back to our calls now. Cindy is with us in Madison. Cindy, hi.
Hello. I just tuned in and heard Gary mention On the Media, and I also really valued that program. Even though it came on at 6 a.m. on a Sunday, I've been known to get up, turn on my radio, and listen to it while I'm getting more awake. I just thought that they have such an interesting take on current events and the news, looking at how the media covers it. And I think that's really critical, especially in these days when the media is being cast in such a negative light. So I would like to, you know, just cast my support in favor of that show. I did actually, because I like it so much, I did look up the podcast, and I can stream the show. But I find that a lot more inconvenient than listening to it on the radio. So I hope that maybe you'll consider bringing that back.
Okay, thanks for the comment, Cindy.
Cindy, thanks a lot for calling in. Another vote for On the Media there. Let's go now to Bill in Madison. Bill, hello.
Hi. Well, with respect to the caller who just recently called and said that the middle of the day starts to get soft and not as important to him, I would just say that there are a lot of us out here that really, things that are important to us are gardening, is birding. We really like the shows that tell us how to help with our pets. These are important pieces of information that speak to us, and it's my favorite part of the day.
Glad to hear it, Bill. And you're certainly touching on exactly the sense that we have of the Ideas Network trying to cover a whole breadth of topics over the course of the day.
Right. Thanks a lot for the call, Bill. We'll go down to Ed in Caledonia, Minnesota. Ed, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up?
I guess I would just like to suggest that on Sunday morning, after the week is all through, working and worrying about politics all week, let's have like an hour of classical music with no thought, but just listening.
Thanks, Ed. Now, on the Ideas Network, we don't have that classical music on the weekends. Our other network, you can definitely kick back some classical music on the weekends, though.
Yeah, I don't offhand, Ed, know whether a WPR classical music station reaches you exactly in Caledonia. It is on our app, of course, including a full-time classical music channel that is also on many of our stations on the HD radio signal. And so if that's something you'd like to have, not just at that hour on Sunday, but at any time of all, I'd say download the WPR app. It's available both for iTunes and for Google Play.
And then you can dial into this network, the Classical Music Network, or, as Mike said, our Just Classical Music HD network.
Right.
Ed, thanks a lot for calling in and listening on the other side of the state line there. Mike, just a few minutes left. A couple WPR travel opportunities coming up. You want to hit us with those?
Yeah, we're always trying to find some really nice ways to travel with WPR fans. And like I had a really great opportunity myself to travel with some fans to Scandinavia. And we're having two trips that the first one is starting February 27th of next year through March 8th. It's a sailing trip to French Polynesia. And then March 7th through 19th, it's a trip to Hong Kong and Vietnam. More information on that, WPR.org/travel.
We'll leave it there for now. Mike, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be here.
Mike Crane is director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He stops by the first Monday of every month on Central Time or the Morning Show to talk about the latest on WPR programming and operations.